time counted them in our hymn book, and if I remember right, it was about 100 of our approximate 600 hymns that deal directly with the theme of praising Jesus our Savior, and certainly number 530 would be one of those beautiful hymns that we sing. I want to consider in our short lesson this evening two, and if we have time, perhaps three specific reasons why Jesus is worthy of praise and adoration. First one, he paid a high price for our free gift. Romans chapter 5. And we're going to look first at verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Verses 17 and 18, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. The Lord paid a high price for our free gift. Get my spot again. But what is free to us cost the Lord a price beyond compare, and in the fullness of time, when his hour was come, he willingly paid that price. Colossians chapter 1, verses 20-22. Colossians 1, 20-22. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you, as Paul writes to the church at Colossae, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. He paid a high price for our free gift. Revelation 1 verse 5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Second thought this evening, and it's going to be the last thought, he died that we might live. John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. The words of Jesus. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am coming, come, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John chapter 20, we're familiar with those last verses that we're going to look at that end the book, come to, yes, the end of the book of John. John chapter 20, next to the last chapter, verses 30 and 31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Romans 5, verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When man was separated from God by sin, the Lord came to remove that separation. Now he fulfilled his part, and so long as we are faithful, nothing can put that separation back. Of course, we have in mind Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Paul writes, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. He died so that we might live. He died that we could have eternal life rather than eternal death. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, again the words of the Lord himself. He said, the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation. One which we're not going to get to, which I finished this lesson with one time, was he left heaven that one day, in the fullness of time, he left heaven that we might, our souls might, go to heaven. Thank you for your attention. We'll go right into our Bible study.